Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
That means,
hey man,
it's time for Dukes and Bell, the best sports talk duo breaking down the hottest topics in the ATL.
Wait a minute,
that's huge, big.
We like our sports like we like our brew, fresh and crisp to the last out.
Yeah,
Carl Dukes,
you're not listening,
and Mike Bell,
give me a freaking break,
are about to take over the airwaves.
Brought to you by Finley Roofing, we've got you covered. Atlanta's most trusted and recommended roofer
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Here's Carl Dukes and Mike Bell.
Don't say it's goodbye. Is it goodbye?
Well, I mean, he'll be around.
It's goodbye. Atlanta, what's going on? It's Dukes and Bell on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We start off every day and every hour by saying, hey, man. We are talking about, of course, if you do not know by now, Brian Snicker is done as the Braves manager. Now, Mike's right. He'll be around. Mike, what is this position, by the way? What advisory? What does this mean? That he has a red phone on him at all times? What does this mean?
No, it's just it's out of respect. You know, it's like he's manager emeritus of the Braves. You know, like, I mean, old Braves never die.
They don't.
They just fade away. So, no, he'll be around, you know. He'll go, you know, do what he does. It's like he's going to go hit golf balls. He'll be walking around a Walmart somewhere, hanging out with his grandkids. He's a sweet guy, great manager. A better clutch manager than Bobby Cox. I'll get into that later in the show today. But the dude just called it the way he saw it, Carl. Now, at the end, I think it was probably time to go. I think there were some things that cropped up this year. I thought, yeah, I think it was probably time to move on. But, I mean, I hope I'm as good at age 70 what I do if I'm still doing it. And hats off to a guy, Carl, that delivered one of the truly great clutch performances by a manager in 2021.
No doubt. Look, the thing that creeped up, and it bothered me, and I will say this, the Braves internally handled it really well, because I don't think there were some people inside of the organization that liked the way he handled the Jared Kelnick situation.
Right.
When he got asked after that went down, and for those who don't know, he didn't hustle. Snitz asked about it after the, you know, it went down.
Not even sure he saw it.
What do you want me to do? Was his comment. What do you want me to do? And part of this is, you know, Snicker came up in a game. It's changed, but he came up in a game where not only was there a mutual respect, but also there was this accountability thing.
Right.
And so he held his players accountable. And you know, look, he did that throughout his tenure. But, Mike, you talk about moments creeping up. There were moments this year where you said, did Snitz see that? Mm-hmm. Was he paying attention? And I always said, what about the other guys that are sitting there with him, even if he didn't? So those are the small things that maybe make you think, okay, maybe he feels like he's lost his fastball. He doesn't have it like he used to. And why would I do this, the thing I absolutely love, and give it my all when maybe I'm not able to do it like that anymore? So right. Either way, I think he is going to be missed. I really do. Just by the way that he handled people. And that's the thing, Mike. It's baseball's baseball, man. And look, he's been around it 50 years. You know he knows the game. But I think with the way he handled people is why guys still dig him. And, you know, you saw Freddie embrace him when he left here. Dansby embrace it. All these guys come back. It's never been about Snit. It's been about the organization's decisions that have driven guys away. Snit has always wanted all these guys back, and it wasn't always his decision.
Right, and as I said on Twitter today, we don't call it X, and we had our pre-show today. Catch us, guys. We do it about 11:15 on Twitch. It's on YouTube. Just search 92.9 and Dukes and Bell. You'll find us. But I just felt that, you know, managers are judged by the postseason. The truly elite managers, when you get above, you know, 500 wins, or, you know, again, if Tony La Russa was so great, why didn't he win more World Series with the A's, you know? How did he lose to the Reds? How did he lose to the Giants? You know, I mean, he'll beat the Giants. But I mean, how did you not maximize it? Same thing goes for some of the leagues. How come Joe Torre didn't win it every year with all the Yankees, the money they spent? How come, you know, we talk about Dave Roberts with the Dodgers because he's loaded every year. Best team in baseball. You got to be clutch. The baseball gods get involved.
Yeah.
But sometimes you can overthink it. I think the manager generally can screw things up more than help. Snicker was absolutely on point in 21. How they used Soler, when they moved up, you know, the guys in the lineup, how they managed the night shift, when to pull the pitchers, all that in 21. That was perfect. And I think if you continue to give him better clutch talent, they might have done some more of that. But the problem is you lose Freddie Freeman, you lose Dansby, you lose culture. Later on, you lose Wash and accountability, and then we kind of just ended up here. They never gave enough pitching, too.
No.
That's another thing. I said this to Carl this morning. I'll make it brief. He never had enough pitching. Even in 21, he had to juggle journeyman guys coming up from the minors.
If you look at his record, 8-11. That's 811. 668. That's a 54%, 55% winning percentage. Third winningest manager in the history of the franchise.
And also had to take it over in a transitional period when they were rebuilding.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of this. The run we went on was started a year before we actually thought it was going to happen. And everybody kept saying, we're a year ahead, we're a year ahead. It didn't matter. Once you're there in the postseason, you got to make the most of it. And then we just continue to build every year after. It's funny, Mike, because at the end of the year, and I'm going to let you hear what Brian Snicker said about, you know, up until about 3 weeks ago, he wasn't planning on coming back. But during the season, guys were being asked this, and they were saying, hey, man, we don't want Snicker back. We want him. We want him. We don't want to go out like this. And that means not going out with the playoff run. Well, that's what's going to happen. He was the NL Manager of the Year. Mike, you thought he should have won it again, right?
I thought last year.
A couple of years ago.
I mean, I think, you know, it was last year the Brewers manager got it with a loaded team. And the Braves just making the wild card, guys. They had to grind. Never really got on a hot streak. I mean, he dealt with injuries to everybody, you know, and starting pitching, again, was an issue, and he found a way. So I think nobody did more with less. And that's why, and I know that Bobby Cox is a sacred cow, and he's hanging in there, and it was great to see him at the reunion of the 95 team. But Bobby did less with more.
Mm.
Bobby had every freaking Cy Young Award winner in the 90s on this team. He had lineups that were just loaded with power and clutch. There was everything from speed in the early 90s to just total power in the steroid era. And only gave you one World Series. This guy, I just told you, he was never given the full compliment and found a way.
Want to give Snit his flowers today. We can obviously be critical down the road. I have no problem with that. But on a day we find out that arguably one of the best managers in the history of our franchise is stepping away and he's going to retire. And again, be an advisor. Snit, giving you your flowers today, man. Hell of a job. Great job. Well done. And look, you got one out of it. And Mike, I don't know at what point in his career he realized, am I ever going to get a shot to be a manager?
Right.
Dude, you get into your 50s, right? You get into your 60s.
You missed your window.
You've missed your window. And you start thinking, am I going to get a shot to really ever do this? And then when he got his shot, dude, he took advantage of it. 404-726-0929. You guys can chime in. Snicker retiring as the manager of the Braves, which means the Braves are in the business of hiring and bringing in somebody new. Now, before we talk about that, let's hear Snit, because he says it's always been about the players. It's never been about him.
I never thought I'd hoist a trophy or be around a group of guys that, goddamn. That makes this so special. Because, you know, it's about the players. And we've been fortunate here to have probably the greatest group of players, coaches. The whole building is, and I said this after we won the World, it literally takes a whole building to do something special. And I've been blessed. To be around great people within the Atlanta Braves organization, everybody in that clubhouse, the player, it's about the players. God, the relationships and the friendships that I'll have the rest of my life for that group or the players, and it's so special.
Yeah, look, Mike, we were talking just a few days about this. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we're going to spend time on this today because, again, our offseason has officially started, and it's certainly started now where you're looking for a new manager on top of the things that you've got to fill the void with this roster. But we were talking about the send-off and whether or not he wanted one of those. Like, was he going to be
right,
at every
farewell
stadium?
Tour, right?
Yeah, and you know, they bring out the chair, and he's in the middle of the field. We'd like to welcome, ladies and gentlemen. He didn't want it. Because if he wanted it, he would have come back, right? He would have probably said, hey, let me get one more run at this, whatever the conversation might have been. But he goes out, Mike, to be quite honest, quietly, where he could have gone out in a different way. But I don't know. At the end of the day, I look at this and I say, all right, great. How do we transition, though? Because the team, if you look at it, Mike, it's still good. It's a good team. The core is when they play up to their capabilities, it's still good. So whoever it's going to be who gets this job, this isn't a rebuild for 5 years. You've got some real talent on this team, and they got to be able to cultivate that, Mike, and put these guys back in position to go for another World Series.
Right. I know a lot of guys, again, we're talking more about the legacy of Snicker because we got all, you know, I guess offseason. I don't know when they're going to make the decision. I heard Steak and Sandra saying, you know, is it going to be Walt Weiss, who's been a bench coach for so many years here? Are you going to go outside the family? You know, and a guy said to me, what is your obsession? My obsession is getting a fresh look at things because we have, Carl just said it, we've got a nucleus. Some's underperformed, some's overperformed, need more money invested in pitching. But provided that this Alex Anthopoulos gets the things he needs to do, I would like to see a completely different approach. And this is not a knock on Snicker, but this is something outside of the building. Maybe somebody comes in and says, doesn't feel the same way about some of the things that have been going on for many years here. Because last time I checked, we hadn't won a World Series since 21. It was amazing. Most of the guys are here. I'll rue the day they let Freddie go. I think that changed everything, Carl. But I would love to see a fresh set of eyes to work with everybody on this team, including, you know, how they feel about the minor leagues and work with Alex. And really, let's shake things up a little bit.
We're going to see where they go. We've got a lot to get to today. Plenty of football on tap as well. But with Snit walking away, it is a top-of-mind conversation. One more thing is he said he was thinking about this, and this is what I was talking about earlier here on Dukes and Bell, where he said, you know, it wasn't until recently that I really realized I wasn't coming back.
Until, and this is the truth, until like the last 3 weeks of this season, I know you can ask the coaches, I talked about, you know, this being my last year, you know, but when you're, I think when you're sitting in this seat, you're in the heat of the battle, I don't know, you know, it, and I said after, I'm going to need a little time after that last out to really decide what I want to do. And it was after I got home and I got to decompress a little bit that, you know what, I did decide that this is the right move. Because I said, if you wait to retire till you're ready to retire, you never will.
Right, yeah. On. And I just think, as a fan, you wish this team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Didn't have so many injuries and didn't have to. I mean, guys, it was unprecedented. He never has enough pitching. And this year, all the pitching got knocked out of the box, you know. And Acuna was late getting to the party. And this is a year where the injuries just mounted up and added up. That's why I think in this offseason, and we're going to get Alex Anthopoulos on here a bit, to talk about, you know, some really hard decisions, I think, about this lineup.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.